Silo City has put on its fair share of concerts over the years, but Hallwall's music director Steve Bechkowski wanted to do something more, so he committed to bring an exhibit centered around the sound of rain sticks that's been traveling the world since 1992 to Buffalo.
I flew to Minneapolis, rented a truck, we loaded everything up, and I drove it back here for 2 days by myself, and had many of my friends help me to get all of the work in here and to facilitate it.
Bechkowski met co-creator of Rio Negro, Douglas Ewart, when he played as a musician in Buffalo decades ago. Ewart spent the past week working with other artists to get the installation up and running.
When the piece moves, it has to have some real connection to the place. It's not just, we're not just bringing something and imposing it. We're bringing something and then we're adding aspects from it.
Ewart says he wants people to have a meditative experience among what could be called totemic sound sculptures and view the world as an interdependent entity.
The importance of being quiet is so that you can think or not think, but allow your mind to float in a way.
Around 2006, Ewart was joined by another Douglas, Douglas Repetto, a Columbia University professor who designed individualized robotics and microcontrollers for each of the rain sticks.
Douglas and I right away really clicked, and I started making structures and he started decorating them, and we went back and forth. And since then, we've all really become a great team where we have a terrific time together, especially just doing the layout, and we make this rock garden and we put down natural materials.
Rio Negro has bamboo that's from China, Ojai, Houston. There's rocks in the garden from all across America, and now pieces of buffalo, such as railroad plates, are entering the installation.
We've got rocks and materials from Houston and Chicago and Philadelphia and Ojai, and you know, and so in terms of the cultural connection and the way people move, and culture doesn't just emerge in one place, you know, by itself. It's like it's always a mix of all these different things.
Came and did a site visit a couple months ago. And so, yeah, we definitely took the acoustics into consideration.
Each location Rio Negro goes to poses a new experience given its inclusive nature. But the Marina A silo presents a unique change to how audiences will experience the piece acoustically.
When we did it in Ojai, they were in a park, so there was quite a bit of distance between them, but they were all in this kind of round area. Here we've got to, had the opportunity to really make different groups and figure out, you know, this is, it's like two rain sticks and one chime here, whereas in the other room it's just two chimes, and so that's been something new for this space.
Everybody involved is excited this project has made its way to Buffalo, but it wouldn't have without the dedication of Bechkowski.
I'll be living down here for the most of the month of September, so literally.
In a side area of the Marina A silo, Bechkowski can be seen with his tent, keeping an eye on things in case there's flooding.
When it rains very hard, water still does get in here. This is not a controlled environment. So when we saw we might have some thunderstorms last night and we hadn't had everything completely set up, I thought I better be down there just in case. So I stayed here last night.
Come rain or shine, Rio Negro is prepared for its Buffalo stay over the next month. Repetto says it's wonderful that a space like this is accessible and that they can have the freedom they have here in Buffalo.
I spent a long time making art in New York City, and boy, if there were a big space like this, it would be a $5 million, you know, retrofit, and you'd have to have a giant grant and this and that to do something in a big space like this.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.